You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So we know it says a Ferish Pasuk, right? Then it says, and if the Bechor has a Mum, then the Bechor is not brought to the Mizbeach. He's eaten, right? Bechad Sharecha. He's eaten in any one of the cities in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, what mumim? V'inyan hamumim. And this issue of which mumim, ve'ez a mum kavua. And what is considered to be a mum kavua? Mum that allows you to shech the behema, that is written in the Rambam, dvorim elu muvorim barichos. The Rambam lists 67 mumim of a bechor. But Rambam has a series of perk aleph to gimel. What's interesting is, whatever mumim allow you to shech the Bechor are equivalent to any mum by a regular korban. A regular korban that goes ahead and incurs a mum cannot be brought to Mizbeach and is considered to be psulei mukdasha and you're poda it. So there's an equivalence between any mum that is also the gam Mizbeach, and by definition any time a Bechor receives or incurs that type of mum that would cause a regular korban to be also legabim mizbeach, that bechor is eaten immediately by a kohen, bechor mokum shehu, without pidyon.
And a regular psulei mukdasha, when you pose it, just goes to chulin. Once you
But even once it goes to chulin, you have to eat it.
You do?
No, you can't work it. It still has certain DNA kachim.
So what's the difference? So it's different bechor that has to be done right away and eaten only by a kohen. And regular psulei mukdasha, you can eat it later and you can eat it by anyone? Is that the difference between regular mumim?
Well, regular mumim, you must eat it. So first of all, you had the din by a baal mumim, it has to be eaten within a year. Right? We had that halacha, right?
That's even regular psulei mukdasha?
No. Regular psulei mukdasha. Right.
So the difference is bechor, you need to do it, eat it within a year, and only a kohen can eat it.
That's machlokis. So three machlokis in Lamed, Bezim and Bez in Bechoros. What is the status of a Bechor after it gets a Balmum? Beis Shammai said it's only eaten to Kohanim.
Right.
Beis Hillel said
Pachas Akra is that there is it's well that's Nechol Abaylam B'chol Makom. I mean the Pachas Akra is that even when you bring it to Yerushalayim that it's eaten to the Baylam. I mean I'm just saying it's so interesting. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't
That's fine, but if you look at the Pasuk Kol Bechor Asher Yivaleid, it says v'chiyeh b'mum.
Yeah.
V'nehe was b'mum. So the machlok is how to interpret the pesukim. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Akiva.
B'sherecha tochol lenu katzviyucha ayal.
Right.
Yeah.
So one man d'yomer says, just like tzvi and ayal are eaten by a goy, so too a b'chor can even be eaten by a goy. So the most extreme shita is Rabbi Akiva, that there are no restrictions at all on a b'chor. And a b'chor can mamash be eaten by a goy. In other words, the kohen can go ahead and take his balmum, and he could shecht it, and he could share it with a guy.
How can that be? The next pasuk says, "Rakas dam alasochel." A guy can eat dam. A kasiv chayol, rakas dam alasochel. Alorus to shvichem kamayim.
You know, you might think that now there's a heter, you can even eat dam. That's what Rashi says, right? Talmud Weimar, you can't eat the dam. The dam of bechor is still usher to you.
Wow, there would be a halamin. You can eat the dam of a bechor.
Take a look at Rashi in the pasuk. Yeah,
you can't eat the dam of the tzvi and ayal. And that's us, sir. You gotta do, you gotta kiss your dam. So tzvi and ayal, even tzvi and ayal, you can't eat the dam.
I'm saying, yeah, so what's the harmony of it? No, I meant the shita that says that a bechor could be eaten even by a guy.
It's Rabbi Kiva shita.
Because why would the pasuk have to tell you then, rakas dam ul asotho, it's not true in a certain extent. A guy, if a guy can eat a bechor, he stam can eat a dam, right? Then it's bifurcated.
So Parsha Pshat is that the Pasuk is talking about the Yisrael.
Yeah,
but there's right. A special limit in the Pasuk where it says Katzvi V'chayal. What does that come to teach you?
Okay.
Katzvi V'chayal. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Katzvi V'chayal comes to teach you. Just like a Tzvi and Ayal could be eaten by a guy, you could share your Tzvi and Ayal so by a guy. Beis Shammai doesn't like that. The Beis Shammai has a different limit on Katzvi V'chayal. He has a different limit. I forget what it is in the Gemara. But Beis Shammai says,
you mentioned the Kayan. Does the Baal Mum have to go to the Kohen at all?
Yes, it's Matnas Kohen. It's one of the Matnas Kohen.
Uh-huh.
The only way Yisrael could keep it is like Bizman HaZeh. where he says, I don't know you're a kohen, I'm mutzmecha of a raya. It's one of the matnas kohen.
So then there's a shita that it can be eaten by, not a guy, but by Yisrael.
There's one shita that says, all the way on one side, Be'sham, my kohen, Rebbe Akiva, even a guy. Then there's Beis Hillel, one version of Beis Hillel, that it cannot be eaten by a guy, but it can be eaten by any Yisrael. So the machlok is how lenient you are with achilas b'chor bal mum.
So according to that middle shita, the only difference between a bal mum b'chor and bal mum psula b'gdash and akibhada is if you have to eat it within the year.
I think so, yeah.
The b'chor had a mum before he gave it to
there's
the
kohen. There's another nafkamina. Well, there might be another nafkamina. Is there another nafkamina? The nafkamina is when the kohen eats it. When the kohen eats the b'chor, he has to eat it kederek shemalachim eichle. He has to eat it nicely. He has to eat it with mustard and condiments, etc. Masha Enkin is no din like that with Psalam Mekdashim. Psalam Mekdashim is regular, you know, meat. You can eat it any way you want. You don't have to eat it in a kederek shemalachim eichle.
So by a b'mum b'chor, even though Yisrael can eat it, and then he doesn't have to eat it with kederek shemalachim, but if a kohen eats it, he has to eat it with
correct.
Very interesting. It's like, what gather does that?
So what does it
have?
Okay. Yeah. So what about the mum over Alonishchat of Medina? Did you read that?
No, we're going to read it now.
Oh.
So if there is a mum kavua, one of the classical mum kavua is Tzorim Ozen Bechor. The guy goes ahead and clips the ear of the Bechor. Or he actually punctures the ear of the Bechor. In such a case, that's considered to be a mum kavua. It'd be also for a regular korban to be brought to Mizbeach. And it allows the Bechor Bal Mum to be eaten by the Kohen. Now there's something called a mum over. A mum over is something where, you know, the animal loses something that grows back. So while it has a mum over, you're not allowed to go ahead and bring it to Mizbeach. But the mum over is interesting. It's like a middle situation. Shemum kavur nishka b'chol mokum. Once it has a mum kavur. Once, for instance, its ear gets cut and it cannot regenerate or cannot recover, that's it, you can shecht it. Mum oiver, however interesting, if there's a mum oiver, it has a certain mum which can, by its own, can be what regenerates, or a mum that he will heal itself. Lo nishchat b'medina. That's not enough to allow you to go ahead and to shecht it, but on the other hand, v'lo l'mikdash. While it has the mum over, I can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash either. So there is this middle scenario by which you're stuck, so to speak.
And then when the mum goes away, it goes back to being a regular b'chor.
Yeah, then you can bring it to Mizbeach,
yeah. And
yeah.
What about if the mum over will take more than a year to heal itself?
It's an interesting question. As long as it has the mum, you can't bring it to Mizbeach. And it's not enough to be matur. So you wait.
When the mum... Okay, so 14 months later, the mum goes away. Because now... Can you bring a b'chor after a year?
You can. We learned you can bring a b'chor
after a year.
You have 30 days within which to bring it then. If the year has expired...
Let's say the mum comes back 15 months later. Is it now shot? So it's no b'chor? Or it's a...
No. The year does not create any psul.
Eino nidach. Does this get into the question of Baal HaChaim nidach or Eino nidach?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Good question.
I'm just curious. I'm not ashamed to show my Amara. It's just a lie by Shalom.
Yesterday, I know how to take it on. That's so good. Hold on. We are doing a Zion moment.
Sorry. I just know words. I don't know what any of this means.
Va'ayim Shambaram will come on Parshas Emor Bechibur Zeh. Herachtik Tzas Binyoni Hamumen. Okay. So we're not getting into, don't get nervous, we're not going to get into any of the particular mumen. But we are going to get into another form of disqualification, which is not a physical mum, but what, I don't know, what we would call a spiritual mum. B'reish perek dal mi'chos yisur mizbech mavur, that there are other isurim legavi mizbech. So for instance, roveya v'nirba, if bestiality is committed with the animal cannot be brought legavi mizbech. Similarly, v'hemis ha'adam al pi ha'baylim or al pi eid echad. So if the animal kills somebody, it's a shor haniskal, provided there are two eidim. But if the animal kills somebody, and the only proof you have is either an Eid Echad or the Bailim themselves, where you are unable to go ahead and to put the shor to death. The shor is still a shor hamemis, even though it's not a shor in Niskal, and it's also legabe mizbeach. Vehanevad. A nevad is where somehow people start worshipping the animal. If the animal is worshipped, then it is also legabe mizbeach. Vehamuktzah. Muktzah is different than nevad. I'm never exactly sure what a muktzah is. Muktzah means it's set aside for the purpose of avodah zarah. Meaning the animal itself is not a deity or any form of a deity. And no one actually is oved the animal, but the animal is used in an avodah zarah like a ceremony, whereby the animal is set aside for the purpose of avodah zarah. All of these are psulim legabe a regular korban. And the Rambam says there are also psulim legabe a bechor. V'chein kasor Rambam kan perek beis halacha gimel legabe bechor. D'chol elu yiru ad sh'yipol behem mum kavua. So they fall into this middle limbo category. If the animal was a nirba or a roveo, or the animal, the bechor, went and killed somebody, the halacha is it cannot be brought legabe mizbech. It's also legabe mizbeach, because that's a general halachic kachim. But that in itself is not enough to allow you to shecht it. Therefore, it still requires that it incurs a mum kavua, a physical mum.
But you can't make the mum. It has to happen by itself.
It's also if you ever make a mum, yeah.
Even though this will never be good for the mizbeach.
Correct. Now you see a big klal here, a very important klal. The fact that something cannot be brought on the mizbeach is not enough to eat the bechor. No, it's just the fact that it's mufka for the mizbeach is not enough to say, okay, I could shecht the bechor. The bechor actually has to have a physical mum kavua in order to shecht it. And just the very fact that it can't be brought, i.e. mum over, or roveya nirba, nevad, or muktza, is not enough to go ahead and to eat it. Now the question is, what is the scenario by which the bechor can actually incur or come about having these psulim? Now, a roveya nirba just happens to be that it was part of that process of bestiality. But the problem is, and if it kills a man, it kills a man. The problem will be the last two, nevad u'muktza. How can the bechor ever become a nevad u'muktza? Because there's a general rule, ein adam oiser davar she'enu shelo. It's a general rule, and you know what I was thinking about? Is that learned out from a pasuk? Was that just a svar in the Gemara? I don't remember. But anyway, the Gemara says very often, ein adam oiser davar she'enu shelo. Now, that means that if someone has an animal, and I decide, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Nundalit says, I decide that I'm going to go ahead and make my neighbor's animal into a deity, I have no effect on that animal. Because ein adam oiser davar she'enu shelo. However, if I do a maisa, so for instance, if I take your wine and I do nisach hamayim yayin with your wine to Avodah Zarah, your wine is asur bahana midraisa. So even though ein adam oiser davar she'enu shelo, that's what a maisa. But if I do a maisa, then I can't asur. So the question is, how do I ever have a case of a bechor that incurs either the isur neva or the isur muktzah?
What's the problem? You did a maisa v'dezara with it. Someone did a maisa v'dezara with it.
That's interesting. Why they don't answer that? V'ayin b'marit al-gazi.
What's the difference in the case of misa?
It probably has to be a maisa in the chefza. If I'm just mishtachavet to that behemoth,
right, you know, mishtachavet to behemoth won't work.
It's not going to work, even though I'm doing a maisa.
Although the Gemara in, no, I don't know why he doesn't mention this. This astounds me. The Gemara in Zvachim Kuf Yedaleh says, how in the world could I ever have a nevad, ein adam oiser davar she'enu shelo? The Gemara talks about, Gemara says, hanicha, before I'm makdish an animal, I can have a nevad. Because a person could go ahead and he's oived his own animal, then he's makdish it's also. But once I'm makdish it, the Gemara says, how in the world can I ever have a nevad? Because once I'm makdish it, it's no longer yours, it belongs to Hekdish. So now ein adam oiser davar she'enu shelo, so the Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara says, shemashpich yayin ben karnov. I went ahead and I actually do a physical act of avodah zarah on the animal. Meaning, I take wine and I pour it between the animal's horns.
Mm. So that's a ma'ase nechat.
That's the Gemara, Ferish Gemara, Zvachim Kufir Dalet. But they seem to have a problem here. How in the world can I make a bechor, a nevad, or a muktzah? I am Gemara tal gaz sheherich. Tamavur bezvachim de muktzah v'nevad lo shayach acher hektish. De'ein adam oisa dover shen shulo. Rak l'rabbi yosi haglu, de sofer kachim kalim, mamun bailim. Ayin sham b'daf kuf yudal m'raf. For a Rambam ech data. So if you hold like Rabbi Yossi Haglili that kachim kalim are mum and bailim, then you can create an iser on an animal. Why? Because it's still yours. Therefore, you could make it a nevat or a muktzah.
I happened to see something recently that this would argue on a tzitz that says in Rabbi Yossi Haglili that what he holds it's mum and bailim. Only the Gabi Lachila's Basa. Even Yosef Lili admits that the animal as a whole is Kutcher Gaba, regarding everything else. It's only regarding the Basa that it is a, that it's Mom and Bible, but not regarding anything else. Okay, so it wouldn't fit with that sense.
So the question is, how does the Rambam Paskin? Because the Rambam says that a Bechor can have an Isser Muktzah and can have an Isser Neva. So if you pass it like Rabbi Yosef, it's not a problem, right? Because then according to the Minchas Chinuch, it's Kachim Kalim Amun Bailim. The Rambam Eich Dato Iker Rabbi Yosef Glil Olo Ayein B'Mishlo Melech Perek Dalet Ve'Me'ilo Halach Chetz Shepilpil B'Divrei Rambam. The Pamim Posik Rabbi Yosef Glil.
I don't know if we have the page. Do we have
it? I definitely made another one. Yeah, it's a little faded out.
Oh, I see.
Sometimes the Rambam seems to pass the Rabbi Yosef Glili Upamim, and there are other times.
Yeah, this is
another place. Eino posek kavase. The perek dal mikos yisurim is bech halacha. Hey to yud. Pasuk haRambam. The nevad shayach afilu la'achar hektish. The Rambam says in Nicholas the Sermon's Berach, Perek Dalet Halachavo, that the Rambam feels I can have a scenario of a Nevad even after Hekdesh. However, Muktzah, the Rambam says, Lo Shayach Acher Hekdesh. Deino Adam Oysa Dover She'eno Shalah. So if the Rambam holds that a Muktzah I cannot have after Hekdesh, how do you ever have the psul of Muktzah by a bechor? V'nai ma'ashe poseg de nevad asar afil achar hektesh. This is a whole discussion. What is the Rambam based on? Ayein lecha mishnah sham shepil pel v'tomal al Rambam ayin sham. Al kol panim b'muktzah poseg de eino posel achar hektesh. So if according to the Rambam, this is the way Paskins, and it's based on the sugya in Zvachim Kuf Yudalet, there is no case of muktzah after hektesh, because I can't read the next word. What's the next word? Right, and a bechor is kodesh merechem. In can hech pasach kan the muktzah yira ve'eno kariv harsham mevuar lahefech ubeprat bebechor the mevuar bevakami yud gimel man aleph the gabe matnos kahuna ma'ida Rabbi Yosi haglili. Gam came to Kachim Kalim Havi Mamun Gavoa. So maybe that's what you're referring to. The Gemara in Bava Kama says that Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, even though he holds Kachim Kalim is Mamun Bailim, he only holds that after it's been given to the Kayin, the Bechor has been given to the Kayin, but before the Bechor is given to the Kayin, it's considered not to be mamon gavoa. V'afilu im nema da harambam sfira le b'chol inyan mamon bailim. Mikol makom b'chos yisur mizbech kotzav de b'chol ha-kotshim ein shayach la'achar hektesh. So the Rambam makes a blanket statement and he says it's never possible to have a muktzah in any kotshim. So if the Rambam makes a blanket statement, you can never have muktzah by any kotshim. Al-kor ha-pasik de-lok rabios ha-gluvin zeh. Im ken heach kosov kan de muktzah yira v'lamo lo chazi lahakrova. B'chora, the animal should be not only not b'yira achi yistoev, but at the end of the day, you should be able to bring it like a mizbeach. Because your maisa of setting it aside for avodah zarah is meaningless.
Let me ask you something. So when you bring the Bukhar and you give it to a kohen,
yeah.
So first of all, who's bringing it on Mizbeach?
The kohen.
Is he bringing it, Betiris, it's his animal, or is he bringing it for the Baal?
It's his animal. It's Manas Kuna.
Okay. Manas Kuna. So Manas Kuna la'achar that it's given to the kohen.
Yeah,
so he has no Baalus in it? The kohen himself has no bilus in the matana that he was makabel. So if he got the bechor, so it's his bechor. He certainly has bilus. Nobody can grab it from him.
The problem is, as a general rule, the Gemara says that you can't asa something after it's hekdesh, because ain't adam oisa davar sheino shelo. So the Gemara seems to
indicate hekdesh is not, but doesn't belong to anybody. But matnas kahuna belongs to the kohen it's given to.
Yeah, but it's not like truma or the zroh lechaim and keva. It has kedusha.
So if the kohen was oivid it, so then it becomes a neva. The kohen is the bialim. If he was oivid his own thing before he brought it out on his day, so then it's a neva. Then he's the bialim. He was, and then it's no problem. That's what we're talking about. He was makan. He was matzit. And so he has no bialim in it.
Why should a bechor that's owned by a kohen be any different than a shlomim that's owned by Yisrael? In other words, the Gemara says beferish, I have shlomim, and I make something a shlom. I write zu shlomim. The Gemara says it can't be a nevad, because ain't adam osa davar sheino shelo. So lechora, when a kohen gets a bechor, he has those same restrictions, correct? Because it's hektish. By the time the kohen receives it, it's already hektish. Therefore, you have the same halacha as muktzah v'achar hektish. Where the Rambam says there is no muktzah v'achar hektish. So the question is, how do you ever have a Bechor that's the Isur Mukti? So the Rit Al Ghazi, he brings down, gives an interesting teretz, a little doichuk, where he says, V'teretz, B'doichuk, Darama Mairi, Di'imo Nevdo, Ois Kotzei. You're talking about a Bechor that was born to an animal that was already Nevdo or was Mukti. The Mavu Baram Per Gimel, because I'm sorry, but Halachi had based with Gimel. He says the Rambam should have made it much clearer, no? He should have clarified. The Rambam makes a blanket statement. Any Bechor that's a Nevad or a Muktzah is also the Gav Mizbeach. But according to the Rit Al Ghazi, there's only one scenario that the animal can be a Muktzah, right? The only scenario is if the mother was a Muktzah. So the fact that the Rambam does not delineate is problematic. Now the Minchas Sinach has his own interesting, cute way of answering the question. And this brings us to an interesting halacha. I'm going to tell you, the Minchas Chinuch says, I will find the case, without the Rit Al Ghazi's tziur, I will find the case that I can create a muktzah by a Bechor. Now his case is also based on a nukimta, on a certain scenario. The Yufasal al Yidei Zeh LaHakrav. Ayein Toysis Bechoris, Vamilches Mabir, Divar Masu V'Simonich. The Lateret HaShini, Mum She'eno Over, Me'ilo V'yokhul Avro Adei Refuah, Shopper Havi Mum Kavua, Lishrot Alav. There's an interesting question in the Achronim, in the Poskim. And the Rit Al Ghazi has a long Arichas. Let's say there's a Mum Kavua that with the proper tipul and the proper medical attention, you could heal the animal. Whatever it may be. Is that considered to be a Mum Kavua or not? Meaning, the Chacham sees the Mum and he says this cataract or this eye defect or whatever it is, this is a moom. But now you have a doctor who comes along, he says, put some drops in the eye, he'll be cured. So what is the status of that moom? A moom kavua, meaning a moom that normally would go ahead and be considered to be a moom for shchita, asu hakrava, and a moom for shchita. What happens if there's a doctor who can cure it? So one day in Taisos Lamed Chesmet Beis says, it doesn't matter if he can be cured. It's still considered to be a mum kavua. So now the Minchas Chinuch says, let's look at this case in an interesting scenario. It's a mum kavua. So if it's a mum kavua, at that point, it's also the gabim mizbeach. It's now the moment of the kohen, correct? So not at that moment, it's the moment of the kohen. But now the Baal says, you know what, I'm going to shecht this bechor. But I feel queasy shechting the bechor who has a mum, let's say cataract. So I'm going to bring the doctor back and he's going to remove the cataract. So now the doctor goes ahead and at the end of the day he removes the cataract. So now the status of the animal will be that the mum has been removed. So l'chora, at that point, the animal is now chazal akrav, because the mum has been removed. The only discussion of Tosfos is when the animal has that mum, and it's a mum that can be cured, what is the status of that animal? It seems, however, that once the animal is cured, everyone will agree that's chazal akrav, because the mum is no longer there.
So he made a muktzah in that interim period.
That's correct. He made it muktzah. Minchas Chinuch says he made it muktzah in the interim period. Before he removed the mum kavua al yedei refuah. That's his scenario, so let's read it.
Amazing. And this has nothing to do with Baal Chaim and Mitach. That when he has a mum kavua, that he's not nidach lelayla? Okay, good.
By the way, it's a good question. Why isn't there dichui? It should be dichui, so it's interesting. So maybe Baal Chaim and Mitach are here.
Nidach, yeah, okay.
So let's read through the paragraph. The Loteret Harsheni Mum She'enu Over Me'elav V'yuchel Avra De'erfua Shepar Havim Mum Kavua. Therefore, at that moment in time, you could shecht it. Lishko Talab Medina. V'ayim Marit Al Gazi Perik Vav Osten Nun Gimel Kosov. Demikom Akom Im HaMum Nisrape Chozo Lekdu Shasai V'roi Lakrava. K'mavur B'yuma Samach Dalar Amir Aleph Mum Bum. Meaning there's a limud Mum Bum. That the mum has to be on it to be asla government's bear. But if the mum is removed or disappears, it's now kashla government's bear. So I have to look at the sugi yuma there, if it's totally on dichui now. Interesting question.
After but we're going to let this kohen bring it?
What?
We're talking about the kohen that made it muktza for avodah zarah. And then the animal's cured. And the same kind is not going to be able to bring the mizbeach. The guy who was
no, he can't bring the mizbeach.
Not going to be able to
because it has the iser muktzah.
Right, okay.
The iser muktzah is chal. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're too judgmental. Anyway, after bisman shahayba mum hayan nishkap in Medina, then koma kam chazaluk to shas arishona. I am shabarichem.
Went back to the no. It has to be the.
The kohen had to be maksed, or Yisrael was maksed once it had the mum kavua.
What?
Who was maksed? The kohen or Yisrael?
Who was
maksed?
Who was maksed? The chor, it could be either one.
Yeah.
Could be anyone. Could be the Yisrael too. It
goes back to the Yisrael.
Could be the Yisrael too. Although it still has to give it to the kohen, but it could be that at that point, the kedusha, right? It's not roi lakrava. Right, it's not royal hakrav.
Before he gives it to the kohen, it is shalah to be able to be.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't think so.
So, okay, so you're saying
that. I'm not asking.
I don't think so.
It's not shalah.
I don't think it's shalah.
This gets matnas kahuna until you give it is not yours.
There's no bracha on matnas kahuna.
That might be totally on whether tovas hana havi mamun Allah havi mamun. Chort's totally on that now. I think so. Vayen Marit Al Gazi Perik Vav Osten Gimel Kosev Dimikom Akom Yom Mum Nisrape Kosev Tishaso Vorei Lakrav Kamevur Biyuma Samt Dalam Alav Mum Bob. After Bizman Shaya Boham Mum Haya Nishkap Medina Mekom Akom Kosev Tishaso Rishon Ein Shem Barichus. V'im Kein Im Bechor Haya Bal Mum Kavua. Right? It was a Bal Mum Kavua She'ein Oiver Rakai De Sam. Where the only way that Mum Kavua could be removed would be with a medical treatment. Calls man shahayeh bo mum kavua havelem mum and bailem, correct? K'mavur bo v'kami yud bezum and bezum, but ramum kan perkal halach gimel. Im came im az hikta oisoy, in the interim period,
so
right?
He's saying that, yes, it's Yisrael, the Kamei Lev Yusuf. He's saying it's mum and bailem until, I don't know what I mean.
Does he say clear it's the Yisrael? Im came im b'chor hayeh bo mum kavua shein over makei desam, calls man shahayeh bo mum kavua havelem mum and bailem. Could be the coin, right?
Yeah.
Mavubo kamu yud bezu and bez baram kam perikavolachigim. Im kem im has hikza oisel avod azora. Nesam yishum mukza kamo behem schulin. Vimach reza nisrape chazuluk tushas of v'yire. To chazin la hakrova kevin de mukza. V'gamo nishchar b'medina kevin de im b'mum. V'al elu ein shochetim b'medina b'mikdash. Im kem yire. V'shayach shaper gabi b'chor mukza. That's a pretty neat scenario, correct?
Yeah.
Ach, l'shitas harosh, and I'm not sure where this rush is. Shekasev da'afilu ba'amum eino momen ba'ilim. There's a rush that says even a ba'amum is not momen ba'ilim. Kasha, v'divrei harosh sasri adodi. Ayem besugi perakama, v'avakama osas b'chores perakaya osu alef, v'ayem be'evan ezra simens chofches. I guess the question is, can you be kaddish an isha with the b'chor ba'amum? Or ba'achronim, aval kula maskimen, the ba'amum have a momen ba'ilim. You came in shpachas lo shapir. L'kama in parshas emor, yivur din ze imamum oivar de'erfuah, hechadil adas haramba. The question is, this is all to answer the Rambam. So you'd have to assume the Rambam holds like Tosfos. Correct, if you have a scenario of a mum, Sheyachol lehisrap was considered to be a mum kavua. But that only works out to answer how the Rambam has a case of muktzah by Bechor if he holds like Tosfos, which he says is unclear whether overall they were a fool what the Das HaRambam is. Because that's Tosfos that he brought. Aval mum oiver kevin de lo nishchat al yidei mum zeb medina lo havi mumum bailen. Ach, be mum kavua lo rov shitas da havi mumum bailen. Im kem bevadei nesar mishum muktzah. Very interesting. So that's the Minchas Chinuch scenario.
The Rida Gazi has a problem of fitting his case into the words of the Rambam. I don't know why the Minchas Chinuch's case is any more unusual.
In other words, the same problem that the Rida Gazi has.
No, it's better.
Why?
But of course, they're weird cases. But in the Rida Gazi's case, we're talking about that the animal that was set up as the mother, it's a totally different animal. That's a dirty to say the Rambam meant that.
Yeah.
You think this is so much better? I don't know. I think Yoel's point is a good point. That, you know, you don't. The Rambam should have gone ahead and been Mefarish, but the Rambam doesn't need to be Mefarish. I don't know.
Yeah, well, what's the word? Does he quote the Rambam? No. Yep. Amy, where's your phone? Get the Rambam. Perigdal Mesur Mizbeach.
No. The Rambam he's referring to is in Echos Becharis. Trust me, Perik Beis Halacha Gimel in Hilchos Becharis. Perik Beis Halacha Gimel in Hilchos Becharis.
He quotes it at the beginning of the
Shabbat. I mean, he quotes it as Perik Beis
Halacha Gimel. No, then it goes on. Three down and ten. Ten Kassel Rambam Khan, Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, Gabi Bechar.
In Yisur Mizbech, he brings the general soul of Nevar Mokza. In Hilchos Becharis, that's the problem with Ram. He applies it to a Bechor. The question is, how can it be applied to a Bechor? Bechor is right, the Hekdesh came first, that's the problem.
Let's see if I'm watching
around. What is it? Perek what?
Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Bechoris.
Oh, now.
Halacha Gimel.
Okay, I'm looking. One second. Yeah. V'chein imnev the boy aveira. So now, nitshayach to say that we're talking about
the mother. That's exactly.
V'chein imnev the boy aveira. Oy shehorag bein echad oy al pi abaylim. Oy shehukta oy nevad. Okay. Nitmash, but I'm talking about the mother. Oy shehukta nevad.
Well, nev the boy aveira is talking about aveira near.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
that's true. But you know,
about
birds. Oy shehukta oy ne'evad.
Go ahead.
Yire ad sheyipol boy mum. K'mosh b'yarno b'hilchos isuri hamizbeach.
Right. That's just the problematic Rambam, because he has a case by Bechor that if a Bechor is a ne'evad or a muktzah.
And it clearly seems to be referring to the Bechor itself, not the mother. Because it says bird and it continues. You know, it's all going on bird.
Umi Ne'eman. The question is, who's Ne'eman to say that? What do you need Ne'eman is for? Because the halacha is there's a knas midrabbanan. There's an Isser Doraisa to create a mum. I'm not sure it's Isser Doraisa, he discusses this. There's at least an Issa d'Rabbanan, probably an Issa d'Oraisa, to go ahead and physically put a mum on any kutchen. So a Kohen is very much incentivized that a mum should occur to his Bechor. So we need a valid aid or a valid source to say that this mum occurred naturally. So the question of who is believed to say this mum occurred naturally? Says a sugyan bechoris. I am bechoris lamed ham and alf. I'm a vavam beis barambam kamperik beis. Ubatoyu adei simen shinya dalit. Dinim elu barichus. Loshna tor. Hakohenim chashudim lahatul mum bechor. They shehim yesh lahem torach gadol latapo bo achi yumum. A Kohen is not believed on his own animal. So if a Kohen goes ahead and brings his animal to a Chacham to say, like, take a look at this mum and be matir it, the Chacham will say, how did it get this mum? So the Kohen will say it was amongst the thorn bushes on its own. The Kohen is not nem on his own animal. Because he has, the Lashna Torah is, he has a great incentive to go ahead and to what? To cause a mum by a bechor. Now the Gemara on Lamed Hey, on Lamed Dalam and Aleph, I think, or Lamed Hey, says there's not only an issa to be matal a mum on a bechor, but there's also an issa of grama. And I'm not sure what the marker for that is, but the Gemara says that if a baal goes ahead and puts something sweet, puts botzek, goes ahead and puts dough on the ear of a bechor, and as a result of that, a dog comes along and bites the ear of the bechor, that bechor is usur to the kohen. The question is that
a knas?
It's all a knas. It's all a knas min derabbanan. But the chiddush is even gram is usur. So the question is, the kohenim are not believed. The kohenim chashudim la'atel mum bechor, they sheyeshtam torach gadol l'tapabo atshi yumam. Ulefikach kol mum tzarek sheyidu shemi'atzmo nafo ve'en hakohen nema. Listen to this question. Interesting question. When is it that a Kohen is not believed? Is it only Bizman Hazeh that the only way that a Kohen can take advantage of the Bechor is with a Mum, that he is more incentivized to create a Mum now? Because his only way out is for the animal to incur a mum on its own. But maybe when the Beis HaMikdash is kayim, he doesn't have such a major incentive. Because at the end of the day, he could just bring it to the Mizbeach, correct? Yeah. So maybe bringing it to Mizbeach is not such a terrible outcome from him that he would be motivated to go ahead and be matal mum. So maybe the only time he loses his nemunas is where he doesn't have the opportunity to bring it to the Gabi Mizbeach. But maybe it was Man Beis HaMikdash where he has the opportunity, we do not suspect him. Perhaps Al Bisman Bis Amidash Ain Alaf Tairach, Kiyochola Krivo, Rakhu Mafsid Haimurim, Vagam Ainu Yochola Khilul Khol Adam. Meaning he does lose something by bringing it to the Bis Amidash. Not even so much the Tairach, the Shlep, but more that if he has an animal that he could shecht according to the way we paskin, he could go ahead and give it to Yisrael or even a guy. But once he brings it to the Bis Amidash, a bechor is only nechal the kohenim, then sheyam ula avdehem. Correct? Ubishvil dover zeh in a choshen. It might be that since it's comparatively not such a terrible loss for him to bring it to the mizbeach, he's not losing so much. Maybe it's not enough of incentive for him to be matul mum. Therefore, he may be believed. Ubishvil dover zeh in a choshen v'hatul mum v'nem in a kohen. O dilma ap is man beis hamikdash mipnei hanos ktsas. Or maybe no. Even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, he's losing out by not having a mum. Because he's not getting, eating all of the animal, he's losing the emurim, and he's losing the ability to feed it to whoever he wants.
It's really just a matter of terechah, does he have incentive to make the mum? You would think it would make a difference also with the Bechor is. Bechor is in Poland. Man, that's a big thing to bring it to transport it.
That's true.
Great costs are a lot. Transport a cow, you know, a calf to Israel. You know, from Medina Sayyam, that's sure, that's a bigger incentive than anything.
Interesting, yeah.
Even Bizman Abayas, I would say, then you have an incentive.
Yeah, Odil Ma'ap is one of the most famous Ktsas, Yesh, Lo Choshen, Beve, Eno Nev.
There were fewer Jews in Poland, as a
matter of fact. No, Rabbi Reisman, I don't feel here, Reisman talked about what they used to do.
Yeah, but we're talking now Bisman HaMikdash, that's the question. Or maybe
Bisman. Oh, yeah, few.
Right.
Okay, there
were Jews. It was still a Tircha to come from Bavel.
Yeah,
a Tircha to come from Bavel.
Yeah. That seems to be a bigger Tircha than others now.
So he has this interesting question. When we divra a tour near a dafka b'zman hazeh, and he wants to redirect from the tour, that the tour feels it's only a question. Because the tour says, the Lashon, Mipnei sheyesh lahem torach gadol l'tapel bo achshi yumum. Because it's a big tircha to wait until it gets a moon. The tour doesn't say it's a big tircha to wait until you have to bring it to the Mizbeach. L'choro, the tour is saying that because the tour is writing from b'zman hazeh. Correct? So I don't know how much you can make a diuk in the Torah, because the Torah is talking about what's applicable in our day and age. We divra Torah near a dafka b'zman hazeh. Ein shem pilpul aruch v'abei reis the dafka b'zman hazeh choshev lo b'zman habayis vein ha hazman maskim v'im naflu bo o nasu bo l'das. So the Gemara has an interesting case. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says there was once a maisa. You talk about what Rabbi Reisman said. It's very interesting about being matar or b'chor. The Gemara says there was once a maisa that there was this b'chor, and it was very old, and its hair was very shaggy. And a Roman came along and asked, what's with this animal that no one's cutting it or shearing it? And they told the Roman, it's a b'chor, and a b'chor is not mutter until it has a moon. The Roman took his javelin, whatever it is, and he created a moon. Then they were matar it. The Chacham said, that's fine. You go ahead and eat it. Then the guy kept going around, kept seeing b'chors. Every time the Roman saw a b'chor, he would go ahead and puncture the ears. After the first time, they did not allow any of those other b'chors to be eaten. The Gemara says, why? Because the very first time, the Roman did not know that his piercing of the ear would necessarily be matarit. So it was not considered to be a mum ladas. So there's no kenas if it's not a mum ladas. But after the Roman found out, after the first mum he gave, that his piercing would work, then every time he now pierced it, he was doing it ladas. So you see, even though a guy goes ahead and does it on behalf of a Jew, the Gemara says beferish, it's not permissible. Anytime someone is creating a mum ladas, there's a knas, even though it's a guy.
But the way you related the story, even the first one, he did ladas.
No, well, the Gemara.
He asked, why is this shaggy thing?
No.
Well, before.
The Gemara says that he did not know. The Gemara has a question, what did they answer the Roman? So one version of the story is, it's not mutter until it occurs a mum. The other scenario of the story is, it's not mutter until someone gives it a mum. So according to the first version, he did not know, he was told, it is not mutter until it incurs a mum. Where he could have interpreted it to mean, it is not mutter until it incurs a mum on its own. So the Gemara's assumption is when the Roman did it, he was unaware that what he was doing would be effective. But once he knew what he was doing would be effective, it became osur. Because then it became Ladas. The second case in the Mishnah was, there were a number of wild Bechoros roaming around. The little kids were playing with the Bechoros, and they tied the tails of all the Bechoros together. After they tied the tails, the animals, you know, scattered in each direction, and they each pulled their tails off. Those Bechoros were mutter, because when the children tied the tails together, they were doing it in a playful way. They were not doing it in order to incur a mum. But once the children realized what they did, and they did it in the future, the b'choros were not mutter. So the Gemara says, I need both cases. Because I might have thought only a goy that's a gadol, I would say that there's a knas, because we're worried us l'misrach. But by a katan, I might not worry. Then the other one says, maybe only by a katan that's a Jew, I'm worried us l'misrach. Therefore it's asr, but by a guy it'd be mutter. Talmud Leimer, whether it's a guy or a katan, anyone who's matel a mum on a bechor, is under the general rule of the Knas.
The Knas is not just on the Bible, right? I mean, the guy was not the Bible of the day. Whatever reason the guy was doing it, he wasn't going to necessarily benefit from it, right? It was the Bible of the day.
Correct.
It's interesting to say.
So he's going to discuss that idea. The idea of who exactly gets the Knas. Because the halacha is a Yoresh. The Yoresh, if someone goes ahead and is matal mum on a Bechor, after that person dies, the Yoresh can eat the Bechor. So the Knas does not continue to the next generation. So let's read this now. That's the Mishnah I mentioned to you. For Ram Khan Perkbez Allah Zaina, but to your day Simon Shin Gimel, Dim also be a dayim. Kaven the overall wav the hotolas mum, also the shochto al mumze, archi yupopo mum acher, vum machmas knas, volo consu beno acherov, vafilo also be a dayim rak le daita, hakol also machmas gzera, va also the shochto al mumze, vafilo bisman hazed, the eno chozi la hakrava, Vesover Rim Harbe Rishonim, the Ain Isr Torah by Tolos Mum. Interesting. Many Rishonim say there is no Isr to be Matal Amum Bisman Hazah. I am Rabban Perak Awak Mil Chisorim Beach. Ulakam Bechiburze Pashas Emor.
When he said Bafilullah has to be dying Rakal Daita, that's talking about the Bible? Meaning, does this all have to be, like, in the case of the Romans, does it have to be done the Das, the Bible? I mean, a third party comes along and is makabum in my bechor and the knas on me.
The Gemara uses the lashon yeah, what guys are on that because asila misrach. Asila misrach means whenever anyone goes ahead and intentionally creates a mum, right? We say that is considered to be a chashash of asila misrach. That's what the Gemara uses the lashon asila misrach. That's very interesting. Take a look at the very bottom. Va'ayin Rashi Shom B'Mishnah T'Tzorim Ozen B'chor. There is a Mishnah on Lama Dalar.
I'm sorry. So even if it's a Din Torah, but there's a Tolos Mum, but you know how to do a Tolos Mum, and some Rishonim hold it, that's not Bizman Hazeh. But it's Mash Bizman Mikdash, it is a Torah. But if you go ahead and do it, it still would only be not mutter for shita because of the knas.
Correct.
I mean, a Torah would be.
The question is, why isn't it under the general rule of lo sochal kol ta'eva? He's going to discuss that in a minute.
Okay.
No, why else would it be asur?
And this would not get into the machlokes of Ayin Rava called on Mahar L'Sabri Yom Mahani or not? If you do a Tolos Mum, it's an Isur D'Oraisa, and the Mum is what makes it Mutter L'Shchita.
As I recall, that's not one of the cases brought in Temura.
Why not?
I don't know.
Should this be? If you hold the oven Lo Mahani.
Notice, if I hold the oven Lo Mahani, and there's a lav, there's an isser for me to go ahead and...
Because you do like the marit?
No.
There's nothing that you can undo.
That's right. This is a mum. It's there.
It's only over the mahani. By saying the mahani, it undoes it.
That's right. Yeah, the chayr.
It's marit. But... because I thought that... You know, by truma we say that in the is a l'chad chila is an isser d'oraisa. Right? It says... So, but if I thought that if you do the bittul and you're not allowed to do, and if you do it, then the bittul doesn't help. You're saying bittul helps. You're not allowed to do bittul isul chatchila.
That's a separate issue of mishmar trumas, you know.
Right. So if there's an issur to do bittul on truma, and you go ahead and do it, you say, but the rice and the bittul would still help. That's what's machmir like over here, the same thing. If you do the mum, even though you're not going to do it, but the rice, it still helps. So I guess it'd be the same thing over there. I thought the bittul wouldn't help. Okay.
So don't buckle.
Huh?
Interesting.
And over there, you don't have this...
Vayein Rashi Shom B'Mishnah, the Pharisee of Mishnah says, the Tzorim Ozen Bechor. Someone goes ahead and punctures the ear of a Bechor, there's a machlokas about how severe the kanas is. One man the Amr says, until it incurs another mum that you inflicted yourself is not enough. But once it gets a second mum on its own, then it will be mutter. Another man the Amr says the kanas goes even further. That once I created a mum in that animal, no mum ever can be matter it. That's a machlokas in the Mishnah. What's interesting is, in that Mishnah where it talks about someone inflicting a mum, there's a very strange Rashi. Rashi says, Mairi b'kohen. We're talking about a kohen. So the question is, why does Rashi say it's a dafka kohen? What's wrong with Yisrael creating a mum? Vayen Rashi Sham b'mishnah tzorim ozim b'chor. Perishtana ha-kohen shehitl bo mum. Lo shai, right? Shehitl bo mum.
So if you mottle mum by with the air, then it doesn't help even if it gets another mum later?
There's two. The question is, how far does the knas go? One man, the Amr, says if you mottle a mum, that mum that you create does not matter it. But if it now incurs on its own a mum, it is matter it.
That's the way the Torah comes.
Okay, I'm saying they're just as machlokas tanoim. Okay, fine, that's the way we pass him. I'm just saying, there's a Mishnah there, and the Mishnah of Tzorim Ozen B'chor brings two shitas of how far the Knas goes. We pass him that the Knas goes only as far as till the next time it incurs a legitimate wound. The problem with that Mishnah is Rashi goes out of his way to say, and what's the case of someone inflicting a mum? It's Mairi B'Kohen. He's talking about a Kohen. So the problem is, why does Rashi go out of his way and say the case is a Kohen? Vayein Rashi Sham B'Mishnah Tzormos M'chor Perishtayin HaKohen Shehitl Bo Mum. Now, it's a little...
Why? It makes a lot of sense. Because Yisrael, what's Yisrael's incentive? It's, he can't get any benefit of that animal anyway. So he has no incentive to put a mum. He has to give it to the Kohen anyway. So what's his incentive to make a mum? This man will make this at least. It's a Kohen who has the incentive. Because he's gonna get the Bechor. Yisrael can always, you know, he can divest himself of the problem. Just give it to a Kohen. Unless he won't find a Kohen and take it.
So let's see, Marat al-Ghazi says, Vayim b'Marat al-Ghazi, Amar b'zeh lama dafka Kohen. You have that?
Yeah. I think that's a footnote.
So where's the next? I think it's a little kaka. It's a footnote?
No, it's just the pencil sheet.
Vayim b'maritim, no, it's not. What's the after? Vayim Rashi Sham b'mishnah, the tzorim ozim b'chor, perish dino ha-kohen shetel bo mum. There's something missing. Is that a footnote or that's the next?
No, it's part of the paragraph.
Vayim b'marat al-Ghazi, Amr b'zeh lama dafka Kohen.
I don't think so.
Okay, let's continue our next paragraph. Let's continue our next column, we'll figure it out.
Right, yeah, we'll figure it out, exactly.
Mum lo shaykh l'koinsai. Ki hu tzorech libno l'koinsai. The b'marat al-Ghazi wants to medak l'arash your svar. There's no reason to create a knas on Yisrael, because at the end of the day, the Yisrael just gives it over to the Kohen. V'lami yikansu l'kohen al avera sh'asa ha-Yisrael. V'lami nafsid ha-kohen b'chinam. Av'emes b'sofek b'chor. She'eno notnu l'kohen b'mumo. V'chinam nafli Yisrael b'chor mi'avi imo kohen. Deno tzorech litno l'kohen acher b'mumo. Meaning in a normal case, Rashi is telling you that it's only the Kohen who we create a Knas on. Because it's not fair to create a Knas for the Kohen on behalf of the Yisrael doing something improper.
On account of the Yisrael.
Right.
Well listen, we concert when that Roman soldier went around doing it.
Yeah, so why is Yisrael any worse than the Roman, right? Anything that's Lodato or the Kavana, right?
Yeah.
So how, I'm not sure how you'd reconcile that. But any time that the Yisrael has an incentive or may gain, i.e. Sufik Bechor, or if the Bechor is passed down in his family from a grandfather that's a Kohen. The Vade Masabomum Kuntli Israel, Vayin Shom Shapilpo Bazila Das Haramba. The Saiver, the Sveka Doraisa Minatora Lakula. Imkain Eno Asur Minatora Lahatil Bo Mum. Im Kanso Gambachi Hagavna. Ach Nira Misugis Hashas, the Af Bidder Abonan Kansu Apismanazer. The Rova Poskim Sovrim Daltos Mum Hurak Isidur Abonan.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.